use the power. Daddies, you can use the power. But unfortunately, a lot of us, we ignore the power. And, you know, it grieves my heart. When I see brethren, when I see Christians behaving as if they are powerless over situations, it irritates my spirit. I'm like, do you know who you are? Do you know the power you have? Come on. Get angry. There is only one language that the devil understands. If you allow him, he will be taking allowances from you. Be asking for payroll, wages. If you give him a foothold, he will turn it to a stronghold. If you are showing emotion, hey, I don't even know what I'm going to do, and you are looking for a pity party, the enemy will gather people to do the party with you, around you. And he will begin to mesmerize you because you are showing emotion. Devil does not understand emotion. Emotion bring mesmerizing. He will mesmerize you. He will just make you just like you will be, you know, you'll be patched up everywhere. When you are showing emotion, you are crying. You are telling stories. Who can use the power? And I say, Jesus, believers. You know, there are many believers. You can believe in yourself. You are the God of yourself. I've seen people like that. They don't arrogate any glory to God. It's all about me, 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 me. The trinity of self. I, me, and self. They are the God of themselves. We are talking about believers of Jesus Christ. You can believe in your job. You can believe in your education. You can believe in your background. You can believe in anything. People believe in elephants. That's their God. People believe in flowers. People believe in ghosts. I had a parent once in my daycare. That's about 10 years ago. You know, she told me, she said, this child is always crying in the night. She doesn't sleep. And I, you know, because the child used to sleep all day in the daycare. And I said, this child sleep all day. What's happening? She said, this child doesn't sleep in the night. And I said, what's the problem? She said, she doesn't know. And I said, this is out of the profession right now. You are concerned, right? She said, yes. And you need help? She said, yes. Are you asking me to help you? You know, in Canada, you have to ask. She said, yes. And I said, I can help you, actually. And not actually me. I said, my daddy can help. She said, really? I said, yes. And I told her about Christ. And she said, oh, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in all of those, you know, all the language. I don't want to use it. Praise the Lord. She said, I don't believe in all of those things. I believe in ghosts. And I said, really? You believe in ghosts? Hey, did you talk to the ghost? Maybe it can help you. And she started laughing. And I said, try my side. When you get home today, pray in Jesus' name. And I taught her. And she came the following day. It worked! My baby slept! Unbeliever that just listened to the word of God, used the power, and it worked. And you know what? This lady moved from my community to Okotos, and she was bringing her child from Okotos to my daycare for so long. That is the power we are talking about. Let us read our Bible, Mark chapter 3, verse 26. Mark, the book of Mark, chapter 3. And I will read Verse 22-26. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils cast he out devils. And he called them unto him and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, the house cannot stand. We are talking about who can use the power. Sinners cannot use the power. Sinners that has devil. You know, there are people that has devil. They are possessed of the devil. They're actually demonic. They are all around us. When we're talking about devil, nobody has seen devil physically. I say, oh, this is the house of the devil. This is the street where the devil is living in. Everyone can be borrowed, can be used of the devil. So if you are still on the side of the devil, you have devil instruments, like there are, you know, magical instruments, rings, pots, water, and all of those things, they're actually everywhere. If you have them with you, you can't use the power, you can't use the authority of Jesus, because a kingdom that is divided against itself shall not stand. A house that is divided against itself shall not stand. Sinners, you need to give your life to Christ. If you want to be on the side of who can use the power, come unto Jesus, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Wherever you are, if you give your life to Jesus today, the power comes to you. I said the power comes to you. You know what? Let me shock you. Some people cannot use the power, even though they have the power, because they are lazy. Lazy Christians don't use the power. It's too much of a hard work to do to use the power. They prefer somebody to use the power on their behalf. They're always seeking for people to help them use the power. Hey, it irritates me. When you have the direct access, you are a prince, you are a princess, you can go to the king and say, yes, king, give me authority, I need this. And you are sending somebody. Sometimes people go to, even the messengers, I say, can you go and help me bring this from the king? It's ridiculous. You have the authority in your hand. You have the crown on your head. You have the golden scepter, that when you just utter the word, the power backs you up. And you are sending and you are pleading. And please, and please. You are looking for people. Please, please, please. You have the power and you can use the power. But if you remain lazy, if you remain shallow, if you remain uncommitted, you are ignorant of so many things. No, it's not going to happen. Another set of people that cannot use the power. Declaimers. Let us open our Bible to Acts. Acts 19. You might be wondering, who are the claimants? You will soon find out. Acts 19, 14 to 16. They can't use the power. 14 to 16. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Praise the Lord, brethren. You see, there are people in church today. Even they can be preachers, they can be pastor's wife. It doesn't matter. They're just claimers. When you look at that scripture, these were sons of Jewish priests. Does that not shock you? Priests. The high priest, the almighty priest. They're supposed to know the law of God. They're supposed to be close to God. They have no idea of who the power can be used for, or who can use the power. They just sit in that realm, you know, the regalia suit and hat of the pastor's wife and pastors, and they are preaching, and they think that they have the power. And their sons now go and challenge the devil. I said, we adjure you in the previous verses. We adjure you in the name of the God, the Jesus that Paul preaches. That is how so many of us we are. We are so idolized pastors and leaders. The God of this, the God of that. What about your own God? Do you know the God? If you know the God, you will stand. You say, the God that I serve, I will challenge the enemy. And you will put the activities in your lives. Do you know the God that the so-called, whoever you are calling their name, do you know what they bow down to in their closets? Do you know the things they do in the dark when they the day is dark and they go into the deep of the deep? Do you know what they do? Do you know innocent blood? Not all of them. There are great men of God. There are great women of God. And we salute them. They are generous. Be one of them. You can be. Don't just sit down and come to church. You know, a lot of people come to church. They are looking at one thing or the other. As if they don't know who they believe. Who do you believe? Who are you? We know the Paul. We know the Jesus. We know their power. But who are you? You go to the devil, you say, I join in the name of my Father and the Lord. Father and the Lord? Yes. And the devil say, yes, I know your Father and the Lord. I have a Father and the Lord. You know, Kadekare, he's my Father and the Lord. For Luke Adeboye, he's my mother. They are my spiritual covering. And I honor their life. Because they are living a life. At that age, they fast. At that age, they pray. At that age, they do prayer work. They are hard working in the place of the spirits. They do spiritual gymnasium always. And we sit down. We are eating our bread and our butter and our ketchup and a syrup and Nutella. And we are eating and we are fine. And it's good for us to do so. And they want us to do it. But let us join the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. The devil pounces on them. And, you know, naked them. That's what happened. That's what happened. When the devil comes to your territory and you are challenging the devil will say, how dare you? I'm your master. Have you forgotten? Your life is full of strife. Your life is full of quarreling. You belong to me. You have my gadgets with you. So shut up your mouth now before I deal with you. Do we understand? You are committing sin. And you not think the devil will be very lenient with you when you are challenging his territory? No. The mixed multitude. That's another level. They transform. They wear hats. They wear shoes. Their suit and their jacket and everything. And they use the Christian knees. Yeah, we honor you. We celebrate you. We covet your anointing. Which anointing are you coveting? Which anointing are you coveting? Do you even know what is upon that person's life? And you are coveting it. You can go at the feet of Christ and get your own anointing. Because it's for everyone that comes unto him. He gives liberally. He does not cast away. Don't be part of the people that are mixed multitude. Dividers. Divide and rule, you know, cackles. Don't belong to them anywhere in the kingdom. Be for the king, and the king will be on your side. Say the king will be on your side. Quickly. This is where we are going to. This is exactly where we are going to. How to approach evil. You go into your house and go into your closet and say, evil, where are you in this place? Where are your appearances? I challenge you to leave my territory. I challenge you. I approach you. The Bible says that the strangers, they will hear your voice and they will run out. But what voices are they hearing in your house? No, let's think about that. I'm not asking you. Just meditate and think. What voices is the devil hearing in your house? Is it the voice of the scripture? Are you speaking the word? When the devil knocked on the door and said, there is trouble in this house today, he said, no, this is the house of peace. But when you say, oh, Satan, you are welcome, bring the package. And you sign it. Special delivery. And you say, let's start. And you roll up your sleeves. The devil will celebrate and he will be patting. Say, yes, I got them. But when you say, peace of the Lord I receive, the enemy will run out in their closets. Psalm 90, verse 10. That is the number one point. Remove Satan from your territory. Psalm 90, verse 10. Please, if you are there, you can help me. My Psalm 90. Psalm 90. Oh, sorry, Psalm 91. Forgive me, Psalm 91, verse 10. Thank you so much. So that is number one. You just take over your house, take over your territory. Let there be no evil in your home. Uproot them. If they are there, when you get home today, go and deal with them. And say, hey, your tenancy is over. Quick notice. Eviction. In the name of Jesus, get out. In this house, no more strife. In this house, no more quarreling. In this house, no more sickness. No more disease. No more shouting of crying or wailing or sorrow. In the name of Jesus, you have the authority. Use it. Number two, no plague. See in that Psalm 91, verse 10, the B part. He said, neither shall any plague. Plague. See, all through when the plague was ravaging everywhere, I kept declaring this one. You will not come near me. You will not have anything. You will not take anything from my life. You will not take anything from my home. You will not take anything from the church of God. Plague! Go! If you by any means restrain to any home, you will lose. You will have nothing to take away. Because he has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If he can't kill, you say, okay, since I cannot take a life now, let me look for their backs. But see, going there, that's the last one. Don't allow the devil to steal your finance. Let's go to number three. Cast out devils. Cast out demons. How many of us are casting out demons, even when the demons are our BFF? Everywhere we go, we are on strife. Strife is of the devil. The Bible said that the servant of the Lord must be first gentle. Let us say, I receive gentle spirits. We have to be gentle. When your antenna is always pet up, you are angry, you are boiling. It's not of God. They are demons. Demons of anger, rage, wrath. They destroy. Cast out demons. Cast out demons. Mark 16, 17. You can write it down. Then I go to number four. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Mark 4, three, nine. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I rebuke every wind, every negative wind in your lives, in your careers, in your marriage, in your finance, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and I declare, because the word of the Lord said, where the word of the king is, there is power. He said, the word of the king bring liberty. You are free from strife. You are free from the striving of the tongue of man. in the name of Jesus. And I decree and I declare peace. Be still. Wherever there is a raging storm in your life, in the life of your siblings, in the life of your children, your husband, your wife, today I decree and I declare, peace be still. In the name of Jesus. Cast out demons. Speak with authority. Unhinder. You do know that you can talk to the elements? Something happened in Nigeria many years back. We were about to have a marriage course. But it wasn't called a marriage course then. I think it was called marriage seminar. So myself and my husband to the Bureau of God, we organized it. And as we were setting up the tent and everything, and everything was going on well, the cloud just got in darkening as if it was going to start raining. And I remember then, my senior pastor's wife came to me, said, Sister Inga, what that means is that this rain will spoil things. I said, that's not possible. That one servant does not disturb or hinder the other servant. I am a servant of the Lord, as the Lord liveth. And he asked us to do this program. And it's in this program that rain will not fall. And she said, I said, hold my hands. Are you with me? She said, yes. I said, hold my hands. Just the two of us, we decree, we say, rain, stand still. When this program is done and everybody's in their home, on their bed, and in their rooms, and the glory of the Lord is showering upon them concerning this program and they are practicalizing what they have learned, then let the rain fall. Praise ye the Lord. And that was exactly what happened. And that was on a Saturday. On Sunday, this my senior pastor's wife came to me and said, we don't know the power that we have. But you got to know it. Last year, towards the end of last year, my daughter's a classmate in our school was getting married. And they were like, everyone, you know, young adult now, one of them was getting married and they were all in the air. They've done all their preparation. And the place where they wanted to do the wedding, you know, this, our wonderful landlords in this Canada, they have their own way of doing their thing. So the wedding was supposed to be in an open field, in an acreage. So, and it was about to rain. And she called me. She said, Mom, it's about to rain. Pray, Mommy. I believe if you pray for us, the rain will not fall. What? I said, yes, that daughter, I will pray. Go and have fun. You will have fun and you will testify. When she left the phone, I said, God, this daughter has challenged you, not me. I said, that rain must not fall. Rain must not fall. Instead of rain, no, Lord, let her be so shining. Shining until the end of the party. And that was exactly what happened. And after I prayed, you know us now, when we pray, we'll now be checking. Something was like, pick the phone, call her and check. Is it really? I said, no. Lord, I trust you. And she called me the following day, said, Mom, it was all sunshine. That is the power that we have. You can command the element to favor you. You have that power. Because Jesus did it, and he said, I give unto you that same power. Lastly, and as I'm rounding up, Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shield of them openly, triumphing over them in it. You see, God has made an open show of the devil. Don't be afraid of the devil. The devil should be afraid of you. Everywhere you go, is she going to be there? They should be afraid. And that is why I want you to close your eyes right now. I want you to challenge every devil and all the appearances of the devil in this church. Jesus Palace is the redeemed Christian church of God, not the redeemed Christian church of any man. is the redeemed Christian church of God. Every appearance of evil, anything that want to hinder the power of God, anything that want to hinder the presence of God, anything that want to hinder the blessings and testimonies of the children of God in Jesus' palace, we challenge you in the name of Jesus. We challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind you. We uproot you. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. Yes, we decree and declare that this Jesus palace is free of every demonic oppression, whether within or around or without, whether near or far. It is written, the house of the Lord shall be exalted above every mountain. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we decree that Jesus palace, you are exalted. You are lifted upon the mantle of the Lord, and that the house of the Lord will be open continually. Jesus palace, you are open continually. And the word of God said, the people shall flow into it. We decree, let there be a flow of people into Jesus palace of the redeemed Christian church of God. In the name of Jesus. And as many that are within already, oh God of heaven and earth, oh God, let the heaven be open, oh God, that Lord, there will be no room to contain the blessings of the palace of the kingdom that you have prepared for us. As in all things that pertain unto life and godliness, we receive peace, we receive joy, we receive abundance in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. When you have a dream, this is the conclusion of the message that God gives to me. So when you have a dream and the enemy is stealing your bags or carrying your money or taking your wallet, don't take it lightly. Wake up and uproot the thief. We call them spiritual robbers. They want to carry that which belongs to you, and especially your finance. You know, I'm not going to go into detail of that. As children of God, you know, you should pay your tithe, you should do offering, you should sow seed, you should make vows. I don't want to go into all of that, but I will just give one. There was a time in this Canada, I was making hair, and that was my job, like really, really main job. And when I'm doing, and I was doing it, not because I want to do it, but I had to do it. I had to do it. We do it with joy, and we take the money. Sometimes I'm rushing from church. I have an appointment to go and make somebody's hair. I will finish doing it, and I'll rush to the grocery store. That is the money. So I had to do it, and I'm sharing it to the glory of God. That was where we are coming from. Myself and my husband, all the money we could make in a month was not enough for many things. Account was always in the red. And I was now making the hair, saving money. And I was waiting for the time when the winter is almost over so that I can buy some. You know, that is how I do my shopping. When the season is fresh, I don't buy anything. Yeah, regular prices, 20% off, 30% off. That's not for me. I'm serious. But when it is getting to the end of the season, 70% off. Then the 70% off, sometimes they say another percent off. Maybe you have in store, whatever. They will take it again. So I will use the price of one to buy at least 3, 4, 5. That's when I do my shopping for myself and for my family. And the stores that I go to, I watch out for their emails. That's what I do. So I was saving money. We didn't have good jackets. You know, I was saving money, and I saved money, and I wrote the list. My husband, myself, the three children, and all the things that we need. And all the money that I was saving, I go to church on crossover night. I will never forget it. And that was my turning point. And I heard it. Empty your bag of all the money and put it in the offering bag. I smiled. I said, Lord, it's me. Empty all the money in your bag and put it in the offering bag. And ask me how much. 800 and something. All the money that I've been saving. Now, let me shock you. I now whisper to my husband, you know, authority. Respect authority. God put them there. Accept it. That is it. I say, darling, God said we should empty our purse and put every money in the offering bag. He said, go ahead and do it. And I said, wait a minute. I said, all the money that we have saved for the shopping, for the winter shopping. He said, You brought all the money to church? What were you thinking when you were bringing the money to church? Praise you, the Lord. And I said, I don't know even what came over me too. Can you imagine? I don't know what came over me too. And my husband said, nevertheless, we have to obey. He said, do it. And I brought all the money and I counted it. $890. And I put it in the offering bag and I was crying. And if it was somebody that was, nobody was quite only any put, was pure offering. And Ghana said, you have a $60 check at home. Nobody knew that I kept $60 check at home that I wanted to go and cash in the week. But the Holy Spirit was. He said, cash it in the week and bring it. You know, as everybody was going around, I was saying Happy New Year. I was sitting down somewhere. I was speaking in tongues. I said, this year, oh Lord. Do you know what happened in that year? If I tell you the testimonies of that year, they are just mind-blowing. That very year, God gave us a land of over $40,000. God does not owe any man. Pay your tithe, sow your seed, give your vow, and do the needful. Then when you have a dream, I come to the last point now, that the enemy is carrying your bag, carrying your wallet, rise up and say, you are a liar. Thief. Get out of my finance. You are not going to see. You will not steal my money. Money is coming. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be wealthy. I'm going to have more than enough, but you cannot steal my money. Rise up to your feet and let us pray. Let us rise up. Pray. I say, Father, over my territory. I take over my territory by the Spirit of the Lord. I have authority over my territory. And I stand upon that authority and power that you have given unto me. And I take over my territory. I take over my marriage. I take over my finance. I take over my job. Everyone harassing me. Every appearances of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command them to get out. Every harassment of the enemy. In my marriage. In my relationships. In my friendship. Concerning my children. I take authority over you. Get out. In the name of Jesus. I stop your rules. I stop your reign. Satan, you cannot rule in my life. Satan, you cannot rule in my home. Satan, you cannot rule in my finance. In the name of Jesus. Children, pray for yourself concerning your studies. Take over. Take over. Exercise your authority. Cast out every demonic oppression in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, every imagination of the devil, every images that the devil brings to the children when they are supposed to be studying and is stealing their time, stealing their life, today we take authority over them. We cast out every demon of pornography. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. Yes, we cast you out. We cast you out. We cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You're going to pray and say, you know, the Bible says that God is the God of time and season. That God that has time and season is able to reverse. He's able to put a stop. He's able to rewind. He's able to fast forward. You're going to pray. Students, young adults, I want you to pray. I say, God, give me speed. Speed in life. Give me speed to overtake, to overtake, to overtake, blessings, prosperity, greatness for you, oh Lord. For you, oh Lord, grant me speed, oh God. Grant me speed, oh God. You can fast forward for me. You can rewind for me. You can bring time and opportunities that I have missed, oh God. You can bring them back. Bring them back for me. Let them work for me. Let them work for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And finally, pray for yourself. This week as you go, I receive the peace of the Lord. Throughout this week, there shall be no quarreling, there shall be no fighting, there shall be no striving in my life. In the name of Jesus, my land, my home, my own life, my work, my businesses shall be free of strife, free of contention. In the name of Jesus, Father Lord, go before me, contend, oh God, with them that contend with me. Contend, oh God, with them that contend with my children. Contend, oh God, with them that contend with my joy. Contend, oh God, with them that contend with my successes. Lord, anything that the enemy is hiding anywhere the enemy is waiting, oh God, to strike today, I dishonor them, I dislodge them in the name of Jesus Christ. My children will prosper. My life will prosper. My home will prosper. My husband, you will prosper. The work of God in your hand will prosper. Jesus Palace, you will prosper. Jesus Palace, you will prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will be enlarged. You are enlarged on all sides. Spiritually, Jesus Palace, you are enlarged. Physically, Jesus Palace, you are enlarged. You are flourishing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, Eternal Father, the God that sits in heaven and rules in the affairs of men, we bow down before you. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We trust you, Lord, that you are in charge, that you are in control, that you are able. Lord, we surrender, Lord, to you. We release our futures into your hands. Lord, your word says it shall only be short of joy in the house of the righteous. And we are the righteousness of God. We are the righteousness of Christ. Therefore, we receive your righteousness. We receive the shout of joy. We receive the shout of celebration. We receive the shout of peace. Peace in our tents. Peace in our homes. Peace within. Peace without. Peace all around. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed Holy Spirit, as we go in the week, go before us. Make every crooked way to be straight, oh God. Exalt every valley and level every mountain. In the mighty name of Jesus. And all shall be to your glory. And your glory alone, oh Lord. In Jesus' victorious name, we have declared. Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. As we go in the week, I pray that power, that grace, that authority to uproot every appearances of evil in our homes is released upon us in Jesus' mighty name. I want to encourage us, particularly all adults, let us be part of the marriage course. I know